welcome everyone to the first episode of our podcast. My name is Alyssa.
And I'm Danielle.
And we are two besties who love sharing our stories and our experiences. And what better way to do that than with a podcast? So we're really excited to tell you a little bit about ourselves, a little bit about this podcast and what we're hoping to share with everyone, and what you can expect moving forward. So
do you want to get started? Do you want to introduce yourself first?
Well, why don't you introduce yourself? I just talked a bunch.
Okay. So I'm Danielle. So a little bit about me. I live in Buffalo, New York. I am actually a licensed creative arts therapist currently, working through telehealth online. So I'm able to work from home and kind of change my schedule to fit for, you know, what works for me. I actually just changed jobs in November, so this is a little newer to me. But in my free time, I have two dogs. I have an 8-month-old baby, and I like to read. What are my hobbies now? I try to do art. Art is a big part of my life, but I'm not as big into doing it more so often as I used to, because obviously mom life has taken over. But
I feel like it's so hard when you're like in your 30s to like say what your hobbies are.
I know. Now I'm like blanking. I'm like, I know what I do in my free time, but like, I mean, I like to go outside and like go outdoors in the summer more so. Obviously, the winter, not so much, but we like to hike. Hike in New York, you know, go outside, play games outside, anything like that, walk. I walk a lot. That's become more of a big part of my life, and yeah, I'm blanking right now, but that's what I got so far of my hobbies.
I think that's a good intro. My name is Alyssa. Currently, I am an academic advisor at one of the local colleges. I have a master's degree in higher education administration. I love working with students in like any capacity, but I really love like teaching and coaching. I am also a certified health and life coach. I am certified in spiritual hypnotherapy. And I am fascinated with like all different types of alternative, you know, quote unquote, alternative healing modalities, more ancient practices or past practices. I find it fascinating, which led me to coaching and hypnotherapy. Hypnotherapy is very new. I graduated with that certification in November of this past year, which was really fun. In my spare time, what do? I love playing games. My husband and I play...
Why did I not think of that?
My husband and I play video games together. We're very interested in getting into tabletop role-play games like Dungeons & Dragons. We love board games, video games. Danielle forgot, but we love like doing game nights with our friends
all the time. I don't know
all the time. All different types of games, strategy games, deception games, just like fun, you know, party games. My husband and I also just recently bought a house, so we're learning about all the things that it means to be homeowners and DIY around the house.
See, this is why you should have gone first, because now I'm like thinking of all the things I could have said.
But I don't know if I would have been able to say all these things had you not gone first. So, you know, chicken or egg. I also have one dog, and then I have a cat as well, Max and Minerva. No human babies yet, but I am currently 4 months pregnant. So excited for that journey to unfold this year. And yeah, spending time with friends and family, going camping in the summer. As Danielle mentioned, we are from Buffalo, New York, so there's not much we do outside in the winter, but we do enjoy summers in Buffalo. We soak up every last bit of sunshine we can, because we only see it for like 3 months.
4 months, at most.
But yeah, so that's a little bit about us. We also have started on a venture of starting our own business. We are hoping, we have a few different concepts, but I think the long form of the business idea is to create a community space that is part hangout event space, part coffee shop, slash boutique that is designed for people, but especially women who are interested in health and wellness, but from a more metaphysical alternative angle. So offering a place for those folks to get together and find community around some of the more less populated or less talked about ideas of health and wellness.
Yeah. And I think, like, that's, Alyssa already mentioned it, but I think that's a big part of, like, both of our lives mm-hmm. is just our journeys through wellness, our ideas with, like, holistic approaches and different, like, approaches rather than Western medicine. So that's something that we've talked about pretty much, I think more so recently, but yeah. pretty much throughout, like, our entire friendship.
Yeah.
It's been a theme, but we had this idea of a business about 2 years ago now, so it's a very slow,
yeah.
slow-moving process, but we're slowly taking steps every day towards, hopefully, that dream of becoming, like, our own bosses, because that's really, like, what we're both looking for. We really want to get out of the corporate 9-to-5 grind that society pushes. So yeah. we'd love to, like, be our own bosses and do our own thing. So yeah.
But it's expensive to try to start your own business. So right now, you know, we're doing what we can to, you know, try to build and foster that community aspect in a more virtual space.
Yes.
Since we don't have the resources right now to have our own, you know, building and cafe space.
Which leads us to why we started this podcast.
Exactly. Danielle and I love having conversations around all different things, right? We talked about how we're both very interested in sort of alternative healing, her being an art therapist and me being a hypnotherapist. And so we have these really great discussions about those types of topics. We also have really great discussions about just things about being a woman in your 30s and what that's like. The navigating friendships and relationships and boundaries, navigating changing dynamics with your friends and family as you go through different life stages, and, you know, navigating trying to be healthy in a world that's, like, ridiculously expensive, and also, like, everyone's telling you you're doing it wrong.
I was gonna say, and overwhelming, because yeah. I feel like everyone tells you a million different things, and you have no idea what you should take, what you shouldn't take, what's true, what's not true. So, like, navigating, like, the overwhelmingness of, like, social media and what's out there in the internet yeah. and what you should actually listen to, I guess, is a good way to put it.
Yeah, because there's just so much information. And we want to do what, like, the best for us and our families, right? But mm-hmm. we just sometimes, like, we have these discussions of, you know, we tried this out and it didn't work for me, but, you know, maybe it worked for someone else we know. And so we just wanted to bring those conversations to other people and share our perspectives and our experiences and our interests with others in the hopes that maybe we share some interests and experiences and we can start to build that community a little bit more. So this podcast is going to be a little bit of a mixed bag of topics. Probably won't ever just be like one avenue, because that's not what being a yeah. woman in your 30s is.
Yeah.
You're so many things when you're a woman in your 30s. You're a friend, a daughter, a mother, an employee, a, you know, health nut, a personal shopper, a housekeeper, a cook. Like, there's so many things that you yeah. have to do. And, you know, it would be silly of us to just only ever talk about one part of our lives.
And, like, we're just gonna wing it, because that's what we're doing in life. Exactly. You know, you have this idea, like, when you get to 30 that you, like, have everything, like, all together, and that this is, like, your idea of what a 30-year-old looks like, and then you get there and you're like, wow, that's not, I'm not anything like I thought I was going to be. We're
yeah.
just continuing to wing it every single day, so.
Yeah, I don't know when you start to feel like an adult, but I really thought it would be by now.
I mean, I feel like an adult. I just feel like an adult that has no idea what I'm doing.
I feel like I am 22 years old pretending to be 31.
Oh, I guess, yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Like,
I guess I kind of feel that way a little bit, too.
It's just so, because, like, I don't know. When I was even, like, 10 or 11, I feel like people who were 30 were like adults.
Yeah.
Like they had their life together, at least perceptively.
I literally had this image that like women in their 30s like always wore like stilettos and like pencil skirts and blouses. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm not that. I would never, I'm never going to be that person.
I blame 13 going on 30, honestly, because that, like, I want to be 30, flirty, and thriving. No one is 30, flirty, and thriving. You can be two of the three.
Never all three.
Never all three. And, yeah, so I think it's been, you know, it's been, it's always nice to, like, share these experiences with people around you. And a little bit more background on Danielle and I. Danielle and I have been friends for 10 years now, almost.
10, yeah.
We actually met working at Red Lobster, and we have like a really great group of friends that all met working through Red Lobster.
Yeah.
And so we've all been friends for going on 10 years, yeah, most of us. And so we've grown with each other through our 20s and now, yeah, going into our 30s. And so it's a really fun experience to keep going on this life journey with, yeah, people who you knew and have grown with since you were, yeah, like 21 years old.
Yeah, and like we obviously weren't like childhood friends, but I think, yeah, we still like grew up together in a,
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like when you're in your early 20s, like, so me and Alyssa actually started living together. Oh my God.
Like a year? I don't even know if it was that long.
It was very quickly after we first met. And so like navigating like our first, like that was our first like big girl apartment and, yeah, like, you know, our first time like really besides college like living on our own and having to like pay bills and like navigate working and like holding.
We were both in grad school, yeah, at the time, and so we were, you know, going to school, doing assignments,
yep,
classes, and working both of us, yep, two jobs because we had to do our like school job,
yep,
slash like internship type thing, but then we also had to do our like make, yeah, money to live job. And yeah, like all of our, both of our husbands are best friends with each other.
Yeah. We all met at Red Lobster.
All of us. And so it's been really fun.
It's a running joke in our friend group.
And like, kind of like, I like what you said about like, we did grow up together.
Yeah.
You know, we maybe didn't know each other when we were in kindergarten, but we've been through some huge life transitions, mm-hmm, as a group and as, you know, even just the two of us. And it's been really fun to like watch that change, but like,
yeah,
but like still have like the integrity of our friendship,
yeah,
and like still want to like be around each other.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah,
see, that might change. Just kidding.
It's crazy that like when you think about it though, like how much time we've spent together over, oh, the past 10 years, and like all of us still want to keep spending time with each other,
especially during COVID. I think like obviously everyone's like keeping their distance for an extent, but then you like branched off into like your small circle of,
yeah, your group, bubble,
your bubble or whatever. And so we spent like pretty much like, I feel like we saw, yeah, each other 3 times a week during COVID,
yeah,
for like a year straight.
Yeah,
it was like all the time
because we were the only people we could see. Yeah. And so it was,
we
like
spent almost every single weekend together, I'm, yeah, pretty sure. So,
and yeah, there's some people that would have been like, this is too much now, we're gonna take a step back. But honestly, I think for like our group of friends, it really, yeah, it really became like a foundation for a stronger friendship.
Yeah. And obviously now with the two of us trying to venture off into a business relationship too.
Yeah.
Hopefully that goes all well and good for us.
But so far we're still friends. So we're hoping we can keep it that way. Danielle and I are both pretty honest people. And we have enough of a relationship where we've, yeah, been able to be honest with each other as we move through this new phase.
Say so. I don't know. Is there anything else that we should include in our intro episode?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm excited to see where this goes. I'm excited to just, like, I love talking about and learning about, like, new things. And so I'm just really, yeah, excited to, like, have an avenue. And I love long-form content. Like, TikTok, Instagram Reels, like, all that stuff is great. But, like, I love a good podcast. And I love, like, a good, like, video essay on YouTube. Like, I love long-form content. So I'm just excited. Like, I don't know if this is going to be, you know, 20-minute episodes or hour-long episodes. I'm sure it'll depend on,
yeah,
the topic and, mm-hmm, as we get more comfortable with recording. But I'm just really excited to be able to share our thoughts and opinions and perspectives on these different topics in a way that feels more, like, flushed out.
Yeah.
Because on Instagram, which is, like, our other main way of like building community, follow us at Sirona Society 716. I'll put it in the show notes. That's something I hear people say on podcasts. But, you know, you can only really get, like, a snippet, right? Because it's either, like, a text post that you that no one's going to read, or it's, like, a 30-second reel video that you have to, like, try to get as much information as you can, but, like, in a short-form video. And so I'm just excited to, like, have the opportunity to, like, talk through more of these ideas with you in a way that we can actually get into, like, the nitty-gritty of these conversations.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this was Alyssa's idea, so she did have to talk me into it a little bit. But I think that I was more so concerned. I'm just uncomfortable. Like, putting myself out there in general has been uncomfortable for me, so doing it in this way, like, obviously in social media and snippets, it's, like, easier than, like, putting your life out there in a podcast. So I think that was more so where my reservations were, but now that we're like starting to do it and getting into it, it definitely is something that I think is going to be really fun for us. And I agree with Alyssa, like, this is going to be a good way for us to share more of our lives and hopefully like connect with more people in a way that we wouldn't be able to otherwise. So
And I'm excited. I hope we get to, you know, I envision us having like guests come on about like different topics. You know, we have friends and family and just people we are connected with in, like, the local area that are, like, specialists in their field or have a lot of experience within a certain type of, you know, wellness factor. We have some, you know, people that we know that have started their own businesses. We have some people that we know that have been, you know, mothers for as long as we've been alive and, you know, have had their own experiences and things. But then also maybe other people that we can connect with through this podcast that can teach us about, you know, astrology or, you know, human design or toxic-free living, like things that we are interested in but maybe don't know as much about. And we can learn alongside everyone listening.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I was just going to say, is topics that, like, we want to learn more about and things that, like, obviously, like, throughout even just our lives and throughout the new year, we're both, like, kind of instilling more, you know, things that we want to bring into our lives this year, intentions that we want to kind of live by. So the more that we can, like, learn about it and bring it into our own lives, hopefully we can kind of share that with you and hopefully connect with other people that are kind of doing the same.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy how turning 30 and being a mother really just shifts everything in your brain.
Oh, yeah.
And all your priorities are totally different than they were before. But yeah, so we're excited to take you along with the journey. You can follow along with our business on Instagram at Sirona Society 716. You can follow and like this podcast if you want to come back and listen again. Share it with your friends. We're excited to bring you more this year and see where this journey takes us.
Yeah. So thanks for tuning in, and hopefully we'll touch base with you guys soon.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.